The recording you are about to hear is a true story based on a dream I had. It can get a little weird, so proceed with caution. I'm going to be telling this story from my point of view and maybe the point of view of others. This is just how I saw everything. Here it goes. It was another new year. Everyone was gathering around, you know, trying to get drunk. I remember I was kind of just sitting there, weird. Everyone else was on a couch, a really old couch. We were in a garage. People were already getting kind of out of it. But there was this one kid named Silas who seemed to be missing. He was like my best friend, and he wasn't there. I remembered he had gotten a video game not that long ago. Hasn't been out of his room since. So I talked with the group, tried to discuss it with them, and they started questioning where he was too. It was very odd that he would miss out on something like this, because it was usually like him to be the first to go to one of these little gatherings of ours. Keep in mind, I am not my normal age in this time. I was in my 20s. We go over to his house, but it was like the front door led straight into his bedroom. And we go in, and all I remember seeing is all of us walking into the room, just kind of opening the door and seeing him sitting there playing a game. In complete darkness with nothing but the blue light surrounding him from the TV. And there were these black spots on his neck. It was really strange. Later down in the story, he connected with us. He was really addicted to the game. I don't even know what type of game it was. But if you got to a certain level, it's like the game came to life. And so we asked him about it. Well, I did. No one else seemed to care, really, because I don't really think my friends were sober at all. When I asked him about it, he just kind of gave me a look. And just kept saying, I have to get to that level. I have to get to the level. I have to finish or I will die. And I was like, what? And that's when, ever since he started playing, more people in my friend group started playing. They'd go home and buy the game and never were seen again. Well, until I would go over to the house and see them in the same position Silas was in, sitting crisscross on the floor, remote in your hand, and just staring at the blue screen. Did I even bother to look at what was on the screen? No. The only thing I could not stop looking at were the black spots on the necks. But it was only on a few people's necks. And by few, I mean Silas and soon to be my sister. Yeah, my sister. She got the game. She's a video gamer, and I guess she wanted to see what the commotion was about. We were sitting down what seemed to be a summer camp. And this is just the next scene, but we seemed to be sitting down in a summer camp type place. Not in the woods. more like in the sky, but it wasn't the sky. We were sitting at a picnic table, and she was sitting on my left side, and I was at the end of the table, and Silas came and sat down right in front of me. And the spots were just so ugly and hideous, and they were pitch black, like a void on his neck. I looked over at my sister, and she had the same thing, and I started asking her, I said, "Where'd you get these spots from?" And she just kind of said, "It's nothing." She, however, did not mention about getting to the next level or getting to a certain level. But she was addicted to the game as much as Silas was, as much as the others were. Next thing I know, my math teacher, Mr. Kendall, who I called Mr. Manly, came rushing into the picture, saying, "We got to get inside. We have to get inside. They're coming for us." I was like, "What? Who's coming for what?" And I remember running into a building next to a Chick-fil-A. I remember that. It was next to a Chick-fil-A, but I don't remember. I think I was in a Wendy's. I don't know. But it was just one room. Next thing I know, this guy who we called the Triangle, he just came out of nowhere and he was banging on the glass and he had black spots on his neck and he looked at me and he just looked over his shoulder to the right and there was my dad standing there with black spots on his neck. At this point, I was getting worried, and whoever this Triangle guy was who had hover feet for some reason, he was obviously a threat. And we were all trapped inside. And then I realized everyone inside, we all didn't have spots on our necks. Silas wasn't here. I don't know where my sister went. My dad was outside, one of them. And I began to ask questions as to what was going on, if anyone could remember anything. And then all I remember is my teacher saying, "Do not get exposed to the air. If you touch them, I'm so sorry, you're gonna have to get out." He said, "We are under quarantine." I didn't know what to believe. I remember it was a school trip I was on, and we were stuck inside of a Wendy's, which again was just one room with nothing in it except a couple windows. And then everyone got quiet. And I looked over to the right side of the room, looking away from the window toward where the Mr. Triangle was. And there was a TV with a blue light and a controller that nobody was holding. And then I remember this girl. I don't know who she was, but she was a little overweight and she had dark hair. She said, "Let me try," and started playing. Now, no spots went on her neck. It was weird. Next thing I know, Mr. Triangle left and my dad was gone. And Silas walked into the picture. And that's when the whole scene just randomly changed out of nowhere. We went from being into this building to being outside. But we weren't in a desert, we weren't in the city, we weren't in the jungle. I can't really tell you where we were. We were just somewhere. And there were TVs, like maybe five, and people were playing on them. And I remember I was trying to help others get back into this tiny little building. I remember holding the door. I was just walking around with a door in my hand. I know it's kind of silly, but I was trying to protect people, and I was like, "Get in here, get in here." I was like, "You cannot see what they're doing. You cannot breathe the air they're breathing." Because I don't know where my teacher went, so I felt like I was in charge. I looked at Silas, and there was stuff dangling from his head. This weird, chunky black, only God knows what. But it looked like it itched so bad. It was just hanging from the back of his head. At first, I thought it was hair or something, but no. It's like it was growing off of him. I noticed it was coming out of his ears a little bit. It was the weirdest looking stuff I've ever seen. And he said, "Don't you want to go to prom with me?" And I remembered I wanted to go to the prom with this guy for a long time. You know, he was cute, smart, funny. And knowing my compassionate heart, I couldn't just turn him down. And so I said yes. So I would love to go to prom with you. Again, very random, but this is just how I remember everything. And he grabbed my hand, and it felt like 1,000 needles grabbed onto my wrist. And the next thing I knew, all that black stuff started falling off of him, and he was clean. And then I started feeling itchy all over my head. And I ran back into the small little house thing that I was protecting people with. I picked up that door and I ran back. I'm pretty sure the door was a brownish, reddish type color, like a very, very, very dark maroon. And I went back into the building. It was very small. And everyone was looking at me, and they're like, "You're not safe, you're not safe, get out of here." And I remember freaking out, like, why would you say I'm not safe? And then I just remember seeing a mirror in front of me out of nowhere, and I had black spots on my neck. And I was like, well, I don't know what to do. I thought this was it for me. Next thing you know, some guy from the very back, a Mexican guy, he just walked up front. And the building got huge as he was walking up to the front. And he was holding the door closed. And there was a picture on the wall in these different rooms that I forgot to mention of a girl just sitting there. It was very old-fashioned painting, like Renaissance painting. I can't even really describe what. She was a blonde girl, and she was kind of laying down a bit, like leaning. And I remember just looking at it, and there was always a slit on the top of her head. Not in the painting, but on the painting, like someone cut through the paper. And I never understood why. But that painting was in all the rooms, so just remember that. Anyway, well, pause where we are with the Mexican guy so this can make a little more sense. My dad, another scene was like a circus theme. People were doing all kinds of acrobatic stuff, and it was really weird because they were doing it like hanging from their heads on those bars. It was really weird. And I remember there was a door kind of off to the side. Again, I can't really describe what room we were in because I just can't. But it was a room. There was definitely walls and a ceiling, but there was a door. I'm pretty sure it was a black door, and I just remember so much fear walking in there, and when I did, it was my bedroom. Positioned a little differently, a little bigger. And I remember seeing this shadow behind me. This creepy shadow, and my dad started screaming. My dad was in the room, he started screaming, and I was like, "Dad, what's wrong?" And Silas was in there. And I was like, "What's going on?" And he's like, "Did you not see the shadow?" the shadow on the door. And at that time, there was a door sitting in my room, and it was white. And I was like, what shadow? I was so confused as to what shadow I was talking about, even though I saw it. I remember seeing it, but it was so hard for me to believe that it was just some shadow. And then that's where I got the door from. But it changed color. That's what I don't understand. It changed color to this dark maroon. Anyway, back to the thing. The guy, he starts saying, you know, we're in danger, we're in danger. And everyone was just kind of backing away from him. And I remember seeing him. He wasn't a person. That black stuff had gouged his eyes out. He had no eyes. His lips were redder than anything. It went inside of his nose, and it was surrounding his mouth, but, like, his lips were uncovered. And his eyes, oh, his eyes were gone. His whole head was covered in this stuff. And I could hear it. I can't describe to you what the noise was, but I could hear it. And the only thing that was coming to my mind was, see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil. That's all that came to my mind was when I saw him. And it was just so weird. And so I was freaking out, and I was just like, okay, this is really happening. And I guess it just, we all were freaking out, and he kind of looked at me, and he was like, I have your family. And I was like, what? You have my family? And at that time, I was just thinking of my dad and my sister, who I haven't seen. And that's when Mr. Kendall barged through the door and, like trampled the guy, but he wasn't there anymore. The door fell down, and the guy was never to be seen. And he was like, we gotta get to the bus. Well, actually, before that pause, I remember kind of flying, but it was like a view. Like, I was sitting in the corner of that big room. Before, like, when the Mexican guy was still, after he said that, I sat down in the corner of the room, and I remember flying, but I wasn't really flying, it was just my mind. It was like I could see things around me, like my spirit left my body, and there's a Chick-fil-A next to me, and I remember seeing a bus parked there, and I was like, that's our escape route, that's where we need to go. And so I kind of came out of it, and then that's when he barked through the door, and he was like, we gotta get out of here. And I was like, there's a bus? I was like, we need to get everyone, all the troops, into the bus. And I was like, as I said that, I was like, troops? And we were running to the bus, and I said, all right, girls, sit on girls' laps. You know, we need to make room. Come on, let's all make room. And it was, the bus, like, kept changing shape as we went along, but it went from, like, a white van to, it wasn't a city bus. It was never a city bus. It was a truck to a white van to another truck to another van, but bigger. It was weird. And so we all got into the van, and I don't really know where we were driving, but it was like we were flying as well. And my little sister, she was in there. She wasn't the same sister that had the black dots all over her neck. She was in there. And she was scared, and she was asking me what was going on, and I said, it's okay. All the campers are here. We're gonna be okay. But then we crashed. I don't even remember what happened, but we crashed. And it wasn't, like, serious crash. I just remember stopping and knowing that we crashed. And I quickly jumped out of there, and I just saw a door, and I opened it. It was a very tiny bathroom. And I just remember sitting on the toilet with clothes on. And I was just rubbing my eyes over and over again. The anxiety was getting to me. I didn't even want to look in the mirror. I was terrified to look in the mirror just because I was afraid to see if I looked like what that man looked like. I didn't know what to do. I was just sitting there. And I saw a bar of soap kind of next to me. And I picked it up and started washing my hands with it. The soap was a purple soap. Definitely used already. You know how you get like a thick bar soap and it like thins down? That's what it was. It was thin. But I just remember scrubbing and scrubbing and scrubbing, and I couldn't stop. I couldn't stop. I was so scared. Finally, I walked out of there. And I don't, it's all kind of blurry now, but I remember trying to figure out what the cause of this was. Was it the video games? Was it that one level everyone was talking about? Was it the picture on the wall with the girl with the slit in her forehead? Was it the shadow dude that I saw in my room? None of it made sense. None of it. And finally, I just walked into this place. It was like a long hallway with nothing but doors. And it was crowded with people. And everybody in there was scared and screaming and hollering. It was very loud in there. And then that's when I remember Silas, he came to me and he took my hand and he said, "Follow me." And kind of in the darkness, we walked out of there. We didn't even walk through a door, we just walked out of the scene. And I remember seeing people. They're just. I don't even know. They all had stuff on them, black spots. Some were getting worse, some weren't. And then I went to someone's house, and it was like an old house. And I just remember lots of people who were playing the game were in there. And apparently, what I found out from them was if you got to a certain level of this guy named Mr. Triangle, who you could try and defeat him and his crazed experiment. If you could defeat him, you'd stay alive. But you have to be careful because it could travel through your remote control and into your body if you weren't careful. And that's what was happening to these people, is it was traveling through them. And it was terrifying. And I just remember the way that one guy looked with no eyes. And I just. He, I remember him giving me the most sinister look, and he reached out his hand and said, "Do you trust me?" And I remember just thinking about me in the bathroom with an anxiety attack. And I was like, if I trusted him, I wouldn't be going through what I'm going through. But I said yes. And then right before my eyes, people around me, it started growing off of them. Right before I could reach out to his hand and grab it, people around me were just, they were turning into these weird creatures. The same as that guy, that Mexican guy. Their eyes just got dissolved by this stuff. And I watched it crawl into their nose. And their lips just became so red. And I don't know why I left their lips out, but it did. But their whole face was covered in this stuff. And I remember them trying to peel it off, but they couldn't. It was stuck on them. And Silas, who was clean, I just couldn't take his hand. And I ran back. I don't even know where I ran, I just ran. And my sister came up to me, the one before. Not my little sister, my other sister. She came up to me and she had the black spots in her neck and she said, she's like, "I don't know what I got myself into." She's like, "Mandy, I'm in trouble. I don't know what I did to myself." And she told me to go save myself. And told her there was still time because she was still in what seemed to be the first phase with the black dots in her neck. And I said, "I still have them." And she's like, "No, you don't." She said, "You're completely clean." And I trusted her, and I remember running back to the bus where I jumped in. And those creatures, sorry, my bird in the background. Pilot, please, I'm talking. People started jumping on the bus, the freaking sunroof was just getting tortured. and demolished, but some these people still weren't allowed to get in. I remember trying to breathe the air, but it felt like a million needles going inside of my chest. It hurt so bad. I don't even remember how it ended. I just remember waking up and trying to piece everything together, trying to piece what it could have been and all. I know that the source was the video game. And the way that, for some reason, when I looked at that one guy, I said, I just, the see no evil, speak no evil, hear no evil, just came to my head. And I remember the painting in the shadow, and I remembered how they both were the same thing. It was like a demon who was trapped. And it connected with Mr. Triangle somehow, I don't know. It was really weird. And I still can't describe it. I don't know, I've been up for 2 hours, and I cannot describe everything that just went through my head. It was terrifying. It was genuinely terrifying. But that's all I can remember. So if you're listening to this, what does this mean? Because for some reason, I usually forget my dreams about 5 minutes after I wake up, but this one is sticking in my head. And I know that when a dream sticks in my head, it must be important. So whoever is hearing this, what does it mean? See no evil, hear no evil, speak no evil. What does it all have to do with anything? What does the painting have to do? I remember when that shadow guy went on the door and my dad said, "You're not safe." What did any of that mean? What did any of that mean?